In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. But I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in a campus of unclean lips. So how can I sing to thee? For you have commanded me to clothe myself with compassion, but I wear the armor of heartlessness. Put on kindness, you admonish, but I array myself in sharp words and spiteful deeds. You say, vest in humility, and I do, but only as a costume to conceal my pride. Meekness, but I am robed in arrogance. Patience, but I am hot under the collar. O sing unto thee a new song. How can I sing the Lord's song when by my words and deeds all I have done is belt out my own praises? Still, you say, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. Indeed you have, O Lord, but vile things I have not only done, but plotted and savored. You have commanded me to forgive my neighbor as you have forgiven me. But with my tongue I have not forgiven, but licked my wounds, fantasizing about revenge. Put on love, you command, but I choose to be swaddled in the filthy rags of egotism. Your peace does not rule in my heart, for my heart continually stirs up wars, pushing and shoving to conquer what I want, who I want, when I want. And you have commanded me to be thankful. But oh, how minuscule is my thankfulness, and how massive my ingratitude. You have given me my body, yet I defile it. My mind, but I pollute it. My hands, yet with them I do wrong. My eyes, but they're filled with lust. My mouth, yet it curses. My salvation, yet I jeopardize it. Your son, yet I continually choose my own Barabbas and send the innocent one to the bloody stake. We'll sing unto the Lord a new song. How can I praise thee, O Lord, when my actions are so unworthy of praise? Still, you say, O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. If I am to sing to thee, O Christ, then be thou my poet, open my lips, and let my mouth show forth thy praise. O sing unto the Lord a new song, O my soul, for he hath indeed done marvelous things. He has made for us, Adams and Eves, garments of skin from the lamb slain before the foundation of Eden. While we lay drunk and naked with Noah, he hath taken the garment of righteousness and covered our shame. He has suffered his coat of many colors to be ripped off, dipped in his own blood, and placed upon us that we might be the beloved of the Father. We'll sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done these marvelous things. Jesus comes to us, stained from head to toe, heart to soul, as we vainly try to hide behind the fig leaves of excuses. He sees us in this pitiful state, and he truly pities us. He sees, and he loves. He strips away the heartlessness, the pride, the spite. He washes our hands, our feet, our eyes, our heart and soul, bathing us in his cleansing blood. And he dresses us to the nines in the robe of his flesh. In his regal robe of perfect humanity, covers us. And our Father who art in heaven smiles when he hears the voice of Jacob, but feels the hands and smells the odor of Jesus, his beloved Son. And he blesses us as part of the body of his firstborn, who shares his birthright with us. We'll sing unto the Lord a new song. Yes, for he hath done all these marvelous things, all for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.